Do I start?
Okay, so this morning we're going to be talking to Juan from Molta Vista. I'll let him tell you what his last name is. He is over at Old Katy Road, 7155. So, Juan, tell us about your business, what it is, and how you got involved.
Well, thank you for having me. So Juan Martinolich, I know it's a mouthful of a last name, but essentially I work with Molta Vista, and it is more of a show than tell at the end of the day. Through an audio medium, I'll try to do my best to describe it, but essentially it is a service and a software of construction documentation. And what that entails is that we have a team of photographers. They continuously visit job sites routinely at critical milestones, and they take photos of every single square inch of every phase of construction. Now, the true value is that they're linking each of those photos directly to where they were standing on the plans. So picture yourself logging into a portal, kind of like Builder Trend. And once you log in, you'll see your project website. And in that project website, your floor plans will be uploaded into them. Now, the difference with our service or our software where it comes in is that once you're at that floor plan page, you see tons of little arrows pointing at different directions. So every ceiling, every floor, building envelope, every wall. You click on each arrow and it brings up a photo of that wall prior to cover up and at different phases of construction. So not only are we providing an exact built record of everything that's inside the walls, the floors, the ceilings, but also from a progressive standpoint, we're going there from framing all the way through to completion, so you could track the progress of the home from your phone, computer, mobile device, anything.
That's really cool. So how did this company get started?
That's a great question. So it's about 15 years old now. We started in Vancouver. A gentleman called Lewis, he was an electrical subcontractor. He kept getting frustrated every time that the drywall guy would cover up his work. And you know, as I'm sure it happens till this day, there's finger pointing going on between subcontractors.
That never happens. Right? Never.
That's Brent.
Can't get to my job in time because this guy didn't finish, or I did my job accordingly. I'm going to trip charge you for this, you know. So in order to avoid that headache, he started taking photos of everything that he did after he was done with his job. But the problem was still persistent because it was that one photo that one time he didn't have where he got in trouble for. So after that headache, he got with his buddy who was a software developer and said, okay, I'm going to blanket this whole house with photos of every square inch of everything that I did. I need to find a way to link each of these photos to where I was standing. And then that's how the company got started. You know, now he's, I'm sure, in the Bahamas drinking martinis with Jay-Z.
So when you're done with the house, how many photos is that?
It really depends on square footage and duration, and that's how the pricing is structured at the end of the day. But it is...
So, like, what's an average size square footage, first off? Is it average square footage, what, 4,000, 5,000 square foot home?
4,000. So, I really dove nose deep in this. So, for every neighborhood that we have projects on, I try to get, like, an average size, what the average square foot of houses. And, you know, for right now, we're in River Oaks. From our data, from the homes that we've worked in, over here, it's actually 12,000 square feet here in River Oaks. Memorial, 10,000, and then like when you get to the Heights, that's where you see 4,000 or 5,000, where it's a little bit more congested, but it's still, they're building upwards now.
So say 4,000 square foot house, 3,500 square foot, 34,000 square foot house. How many photos on one of those type of houses on a basic plan?
Basic plan. So by basic plan, I'm sure So there's levels of scope that we do. You know, we can go from MEP, which is right before cover-up or insulation. And that, I mean, you'd end up with, yes, over 500 photos.
Wow. So how do they search through the photos? What did this software guy do that warrants drinking martinis out in the islands?
It's actually a really cool process.
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
So
talk about it.
Well, now the reason that he's doing very well is because we're on tons of projects all throughout the U.S., Canada. It's an international company, and we also took it through commercial. So hospitals, apartments, things like that also
makes sense
on those projects. Anything that's
getting
covered up.
You were able to scale, yeah. Oh,
exactly.
That's cool, yeah.
But our roots are custom homes at the end of the day. Now I'm sorry, what was the question?
Search. How do you search?
Oh, so when you actually visit the floor plan, you just click on the arrow that's pointing in the area where you want to see. So let's say there's a shutoff valve that got covered up and you can't get water through a pot filler coming out. So instead of digging in through an album of photos, trying to find that photo, hoping that you actually took the photo in the first place, and also on top of that, hoping that you took it at the right time, because maybe someone came in there right before cover-up, a while back before cover-up, and made some changes that you didn't document. Well, you can check our system and that floor plan viewer. You can go to the kitchen, click on that arrow that's pointing at that direction, it'll bring it up, and you can see exactly where the shutoff valve is.
So basically, it's almost like a PDF, or you go to your website,
mm-hmm.
go to the
yes.
website, click on the floor plan,
yes,
go
yes.
to that room, mm-hmm. and then you click on the arrow, whichever direction you're facing. Like, so in that case, you would face towards the range.
Yes.
And then it populates all the progress photos from
mm-hmm.
that point of view. So it could be four photos, one at frame stage, one when the electrician came in, one when the plumber came in, and one right before insulation. Right?
Exactly right. Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right. So it would be, for the progression, you would end up five photos at the very least, typically seven, starting at framing, as you mentioned, and carrying it all the way through to completion. We try to hit it at framing, rough end, substantial MEP, MEP, drywall, paint, trim, completion.
So who hires you?
It is mostly the builder at the end of the day. Some architects, it really depends on the architect as well. Some architects are very involved during the construction process. There are several here in Houston who actually would send their guys out to take photos so that they could have them for their own records. And then once we came about, when we started doing work here in Houston, the custom home, I aimed mostly for the builder until I realized there were architects here that were doing services like that. And that is helpful for them for design flaws, things like that,
yeah.
instead of having to drive over and meet the builder at a certain time and arrange that scheduling meeting. You can just look through the photos and you can communicate through the system as well. So if there is something that you want to annotate within a photo, you can circle it, label it, and send it out that way.
Yeah. So Brent, as the builder, do you then speak to the owner about this additional cost that you want to put in there? And
yeah, on some projects we'll put it in our proposal.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple different consultants that we will do that with, one being Multivista. Because usually we'll go out there and take the photos ourselves, you know, foundation, frame. But the cool thing is that they can put it digitally,
mm-hmm.
and then it's all
there.
Organized in that one view.
Yeah, and it's a third party, so no one's gonna
exactly.
dispute the fact that they were out there taking pictures.
And the best
yeah.
thing about it, I love, is you hand a flash drive to the client at the end of the project, and they also have the photos
yeah.
as
yes.
well. So that's what I love.
That is a great point as well. We've met with also several owners at the end of the day who it really does help the builder at the end, because it's that transparency of saying, hey, you know, throughout the whole process, I'm going to send you these photos at each phase. So if there's ever any question, you have access to the system and see it. You can see it yourself. So for that reason, also owners at the end, also the money is coming from the owner as well. So they're the ones that also get access to it.
Right. And, you know, if I'm just, you know, speculating here, I would imagine that the owner doesn't know actually what they're looking at most of the time, but the builder does. So
exactly
the responsibility to point out issues or problems, it really rests with the builder, right?
It does, but I get a lot of calls after we build a custom house and the clients are, well, I want to hang a photo here or a picture frame there, or they want to hang a TV outside because they want to see what the studs are or the blocking. And then we have to go through all these photos, but now we don't have to do that. It saves us time as a builder.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. So you keep a copy as well?
We do.
Okay, does it always stay on your server?
Yes.
And then
exactly
they get access to it so they don't have to mess with it?
And we also give out a USB drive.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, yes. Sorry, I said flash drive, but yeah, USB drive is...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it will be online as well, so you have the app that comes with the system online in your desktop and the USB drive. And to that point, that's great that Brent mentioned it, because the value does translate to the owner that the most at the end of the day, they're the ones that are going to be living in the house. So for any maintenance issues that happen down the line, for any renovations, if they want to switch a speaker system out, anything like that, they can rely on the photos, get a game plan going, and then move forward that way without digging in, potentially hitting a pipe, cutting some cables out.
Yeah, like no like one's that. Ever had that problem, right? Oops.
I've never done that in my own house.
Oops. Exactly. So what exactly is your job? What do you do?
So I'm in the sales side of it. I meet with builders as well as when we are implemented already in the project with owners, architects, show them how to use the system, get everybody on board. And that's about it.
Basically coordinating a lot of builders and a lot of photographers.
Yes. Coordinating, making sure everything gets shot at the right time, QCing the project, making sure we're not missing any areas. And the great part is that now being in over 200 homes here in Houston, we have it down to a system that's great. It's honestly very good.
And then also you're following up with potential clients as well. I mean, I know I got a call at least once a month, maybe every 2 weeks until I finally signed up with him. He was very consistent and very good at what he did.
Thank you.
So you're like sales project manager, sounds like. Because you take it all the way through until it's completed when you're talking about QC and then hand over the USB drive at the very end, right?
Right. So... Yes, so at the end, during the project, I'm meeting with both builder to give a project review of what we've done so far, architect and owner to show them how to use the system, and if there are any questions, I can always meet again, and at the end, I'm delivering that USB drive. But during also, I'm coordinating and trying to make sure that everything's shot accordingly.
So how long have you been with them, MultiVista?
MultiVista, this is going to be my third year.
And how did you get connected to them?
It is actually a funny story. So I went to college and I played rugby there. And one of my teammates, he worked, his uncle is the owner of the Houston franchise of MultiVista.
Oh, connections.
And, right. So I didn't know anything about construction or anything. I was just a college graduate that needed to find a job.
Yeah.
And he told me about, you know, this opportunity, and I started in inside sales, so I would just make meetings for my boss, for Brian, Brent's met him. and I made meetings for about my first 6 months, and after that, he decided, okay, let's see what happens in the home world. I'm in commercial, don't have time for the custom home, and I know that this is our bread and butter where we started, you know? So it gives me that opportunity, and from there on, I started knocking down doors. Every time I saw a job site, I'd walk in and I'd just talk to the builder and bug him that way.
How many builders are you working with in Houston?
Now over 50, I think 52.
Wow.
Yeah.
And most of your builders are high-end?
Yes.
People that take pride in their work?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and that also provide that customer service for their clients on giving them pictures at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of clients want to know what's going on in their house. I mean, structurally, yeah. You know, they feel like, I feel like it's almost an open book policy almost. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I do with a lot of my financials. It's just like, hey, here it is.
Yes.
This is the price. This is what I'm going to charge you.
Absolutely.
And then same thing with the pictures. I don't ever want to hide anything.
Yeah.
Even though the sheetrock's hiding it, mm-hmm. I want the clients to know what's going on. Because I feel like, hey, we do things the right way every time.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's a solid point. At the end of the very first time, it would be... At the very first time, it was hard to start off because a lot of folks would be like, oh, this is going to expose me. You know, builder or some owners are very nitpicky about what's inside their walls, or they're going to overanalyze or overthink. It hasn't been that way at all. In fact, at the end of the day, by having the photo, if something is installed incorrectly, you know exactly where it's at. So instead of letting it snowball into a thing, a huge ordeal with attorneys or anything like that, you can check the photo, fix it right away, and then also verify that any other areas that have a like design aren't affected by it, that it was just an isolated incident.
You know, one of the cool things that you brought to my attention one time was you had a builder, and they were looking for a plug that should have been in a baseboard, and it really wasn't. It was there, but it was hidden. So everybody knew there was a plug there, but so you went back and checked all the progress photos from, okay, first off, did the electrician put the plug there?
Yes.
Yes. And then you go to the next sequence of photos, which was the sheetrocker. Did the sheetrocker cut the sheetrock to allow that plug to come through? Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, which was another phase of you guys going out there, was after the trim carpenter.
Yes.
And was the plug still in there?
No.
It was not. Mm-hmm. So basically what happened is the baseboard covered the plug.
Yes.
At the end of the day. So instead of going and cutting holes in that wall, trying to figure out where it is, and pointing fingers, the pictures told, you know, the whole story.
Exactly. It was, at the end of the day, you can just, instead of being in the middle of that headache of a discussion, an argument, or trying to even find where the electrical box is, you can copy those three photos that tell the story, send them to everybody that's involved, and right away the trim guy is going to be like, oh, you're right, that was our bad. So.
And that's a minor thing. It happens all the time, mm-hmm. every house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really helps a builder. It helps us save cost, really, because every time I cut a hole in sheetrock, it costs me $25.
Yeah, to fix it, yeah.
From my painter. He'll patch it, paint it. And then sometimes, depending on the paint color, you have to paint the whole wall.
Yeah.
Then it's more expensive, obviously, but it saves money.
Oh, yeah. I've received, so part of the great aspect, one of the great aspects of working with MultiVista is every client at the end of the day, whether it's, you know, my carpenter is installing cabinet or my cabinet guy is installing cabinets, he doesn't know where a pipe is in this bathroom, can you give him access so he can just get it over it right away and move on to the next thing? But also at the end of the project, when you're trying to verify that everything is cut out, you know, every electrical box, AC vent, things that, you know, could snowball potentially into a big issue, that you have that peace of mind that you can check all those MEPs prior to handing the keys over, feeling comfortable that, you know, I'm not going to have any issues down the line.
Yeah, and it also brings to mind that if there is a legal issue of some sort, mm-hmm. that you have all the documentation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So that really cuts down on the cost and time involved in that, and speculation, and finger pointing at a much higher level.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it may cost a little bit up front. I mean, it's not that expensive. I mean, when you're building a house, it's going to cost pretty much about $200 to, say, $400 a square foot to build a house. But if you're spending, say, 30 to 75 cents per square foot to do this, it's well worth the money, because it's...
Absolutely.
It saves money in the long run. Maybe not on every project, but it will eventually save money.
So, since the software is a big part of your business, what's happening with that? Yeah, what are the plans? New things being developed and rolled out?
So, we recently also got into drones now, and it is insane what technology's come to. You can... literally map. So once the picture's taken, the drone shot, select a point from point A to point B, and it'll tell you the distance of that point. It'll also create a 3D model. So as you're building a house, it'll give you the volume of different aspects, like the framing or
the room and everything. Room,
everything.
So that could help out with the air conditioner.
Right. And we're coming out with, there's particular cameras that also scale each room. So you can overlay those into an architectural plan. And this is all being in development right now, but it's a huge push, and very impressive how far you can come with the construction documentation technology.
Mm-hmm.
So who uses that aspect of it? So you're basically looking to the builders to get added value out of that.
Right. Yes.
Because at that point, the owner is not...
Yeah.
I mean, they're not the ones that are determining, you know, or using this kind of information for anything, right?
No, for those aspects, it's more...
Builder.
It's more for builder, yes, and it's also more for commercial projects.
Oh, right.
But for mm-hmm. the home, the drone is still very cool to...
The drone, yes.
Capture the existing, you know...
Well, it's also good for social media, too. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people like to use the drone to show progress photos and
mm-hmm.
Before foundation, maybe before pool starts, before landscaping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some really cool photos up in the air.
Yes, and we also do a flyover video at the end. It's short, edited, it looks nice, so you can put it on the website. And also technology-wise, you've seen it in several realtor websites. It's called a Matterport camera, and essentially what this does is you're quite literally walking the job site, or walking it at completion. So picture Google Earth and how we can walk through the streets. It would be like that, but within the house.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that available now, or something you're working on?
That's available now.
It's available now.
Is that the 3D photography?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that on one project in the past.
That's on the website.
A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the way we do that, also, it's we do it at MEP. So instead of it being actual photos
mm-hmm.
linked to plans, it would be this virtual tour at that stage. So there's two options now to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Still getting the same value from the photos at the end of the day. It just looks a lot slicker to be able to quite literally walk it.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we have a good idea of what you do, tell us about one of your really cool... projects that you're working on right now.
It would have to be the Lazy Lane project. I was telling,
of course, the nicest street in Houston, which is right around the corner. That is a good
street. That project. The reason being, so, and I was telling everyone here the story prior to starting the podcast. Was a historic house that was demoed down, and it got all this attention from the press. Because it is, at the end of the day, kind of a sad story. It was a historic Houston architect that designed the house, and it was a house where a chairman of the board for Rice University used to live in. And yeah, someone just came in and said, "Now I want something very nice here in this area," and demoed it down. And it's an exciting project because it's still gonna be gorgeous.
And
modern house.
Mm-hmm. So they took down the old historic house to put up a modern house.
Yeah.
So how big is it?
It is 45,000 square feet.
45,000? So you guys are going to work on that job, or you already started it?
We've started it, yes. They're clearing land right now. Trying to work on the foundation of it.
So you're already in there taking pictures?
Yes. We flew the drone over to capture the existing conditions. And that also is a huge value. One of the biggest, most helpful scopes of work, of documentation that we do, is the site survey, the existing condition. So prior to any demo happening, we go out there and we capture, or any mobilizing from the builder, we go and capture all streets, sidewalks, fences.
Neighbors' fences.
Oh, smart.
Neighbors' houses.
Yes. That is smart.
Yes, for in case you get the finger pointed at you saying, hey,
you knocked down the fence, or...
Yes. That's exactly, before I started the construction project, I do photos of the sidewalks, streets, mm-hmm. neighbors' houses every time.
Right.
But now I don't have to. And now it's documented on a digital format, which is really nice.
We've seen several examples. Maybe I should have brought this up for best project, most interesting project. We've seen it happen where it was post-Harvey. There was definitely fence damage done because of the high winds. And a neighbor was pointing the finger at the builder saying, "Hey, man, you know, what is this? Your crew came in here, did this damage." And we had, thankfully, taken photos, but it is insane the level of, you know, I'm going to go out and actually complain about this and try to
get some money.
Fence.
Yeah, get a free fence.
I get a lot of neighbors that want stuff for free.
Yeah.
It's very common.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Every year. Yeah, you get one every year, usually.
Wow.
Depending on how many houses you build, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's also in the Heights, especially because it's all congested.
The Heights is worse.
Yeah, it is.
Talking about, it's never ending. Fencing, land, dirt grading, going into people's property, water intrusions, and
dust.
Dust and paint smells.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we've had to cover people's houses before because of paint smells. It's just unreal.
Paint smells.
And sometimes it would blow in a windy day or whatever, but our guys would always cover up the fence or whatever, or the house, and people do complain.
How do you...
It's normal.
How do you pay for paint smells? You're like, all right, well, here's something for free.
Well, luckily now it's low VOC. So.
Oh, okay. That's insane.
Yeah.
And other success stories, kind of like what Brent brought up, where if it is various finger pointing between subs, kind of in that example, the progressions will show exactly who did what, when they did it, and how it was done. So there's a picture says 1,000 words is the big saying, you know, there's no arguing a photo.
Right.
So we've come across several of those examples of where something gets captured in a progress, you know, broken glass, and you can get a kind of a time frame of when that window was broken, so you can narrow it down to who was the guilty party at the end of the day.
Yep. Well, we're getting down to 30 minutes here, so Brent, you want to add on anything there?
I think, you know, I'd highly recommend using their service, whether it's homeowners, other builders, mm-hmm. You know, especially on the commercial side, it's a huge benefit. It makes all of our lives easier. A lot of my custom home builder friends use you guys, so definitely use the guys. I also recommend, you know, following. Do you guys have Facebook? And
yes, so we do have an Instagram. It's I've been thinking about creating one for just here Houston and the home world as well. But Multi Vista, you can find it on Instagram and Facebook. It'll be encompassing of all sorts of projects from home to commercial, and each phase as well. So drone documentation at the beginning, at the end, and you can see all encompassing services in one portal.
Yeah, that helps learn about y'all's service. So mm-hmm. Yeah, and as always, just follow Memory Builders, like our page, share our podcast, share everything you can, and go check out our website.
And learn from these guys. Yep. So do you want to add anything else, Erwan?
No, I'm great. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay. Thank you, Juan.